Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour of the program here. You can join us. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. We've been sharing a really just pathetic article by a school board chairperson from the town of Derry, New Hampshire. Her name is, I want to give her full credit, Erica Cohen. Erica with a K. Erica Cohen. And she is frightened. Because people have been showing up, for once, at her meetings. Because they didn't used to, because no one really cares about school boards, generally. But once the school board started shoving masks down kids' throats and all other ridiculous mandates, the parents actually started to take an interest in what the school board was doing. And they started showing up. And they started saying things on open mic, you know, the little mic time that they give you. I think they usually, in New Hampshire, they'll give you time at the beginning and the end. So even if you're late to the school board meeting, you miss like the initial open mic phase, you can still speak at the very end of the meeting. At least that's how they've been. They did it here in Keene, New Hampshire. And so people were saying things that this lady didn't like. They would say things like call her a Nazi and say that if they force the, quote, genocide jab, unquote, on the kids, that that would make them Nazis and that they should hang.
I like that name for it. I mean, there's no evidence or anything to back up that name for the COVID-19 vaccination. It's funny, though.
And sure.
Maybe one day, I hope not, but maybe one day there will be evidence to call it the genocide jab. But the guy clearly was using hyperbole in order to make his point, and it's kind of... The most terrifying part of all of this to me is that a school board director, school board chair, didn't have the ability to reason and say, okay, this person's passionate, they're being hyperbolic, they don't actually mean any harm to me.
No, instead they asked for police escort out to their car regularly now from the school board meeting. She wants to hide when she's in public.
This lady she should just stay out of public and stop messing with other people's lives.
Yeah, exactly.
What an ivory tower this lady must live in. If this is what it takes to break her, is someone calling her a Nazi? And she's like, oh, I have to delete all of my social media now.
Mm-hmm. I found what she looks like online.
I will never be able to handle this level of trauma. Democrats, man, and their ivory towers. I don't know what else to say.
Well, there's more that she has to say. We're in the final portion of this lengthy screed about how frightened this woman is and how she wants to quit her job, and I think she should, and I think all control freaks should quit their government jobs, and I hope they should all be made as uncomfortable as this woman, because that's what needs to happen. These jobs do not pay well, at least here in New Hampshire, and these people, including the state reps, will think twice about running for office again. You know, once their term comes up, it's like, this ain't worth it. It isn't worth it. I mean, she's making maybe $2,000 a year as a school board member. The average state rep is pulling in $100 a year plus a gas stipend. So a lot of these people, they're just going to say, you know what? I'm not a professional at this. This is not worth my time if people are going to hate me and I'm going to be belittled when I go to the grocery store or whatever. And that's what needs to happen.
Yeah,
people need to belittle them.
I can't imagine why anyone becomes a state rep. Except if they live outside of Concord, except because, you know, they're really interested and they want to change politics within the political system.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for the ones that actually care about liberty, because we do have a good crew of liberty-loving people. We were actually just talking during the break about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and some of the great work that they're doing here, their website, nhliberty.org, and they will actually look at all the bills or as many of the hundreds of bills that there are as they can, and they'll rate them based on whether they're pro-freedom or not, and they give recommendations to the state reps. But we've got enough liberty reps that we can break any tie. There's literally 40-something free staters who are state representatives here in New Hampshire. That's a tenth of the legislature. So if there's a close vote, you want the free staters on your side, or you're going to lose.
That's true.
Right? And it has made a difference in a lot of cases for the better already. Anyway, Let me go on with what this lady says, because her next complaint is about how well organized we are. She says, for another, the conservatives and libertarians are organized. Moms for Liberty NH fundraised an online CRT bounty to be awarded to anyone who reports a teacher who violates the new divisive concepts law. And again, for
her
listeners,
being annoyed about people she disagrees with organizing just explodes the idea that Democrats are all for democracy.
Oh, yeah, they don't want you involved in the system. Like she said earlier, she liked the meetings better when people didn't show up and they could just do it without an audience at all.
And wasn't the Moms for Liberty thing something like if you could get video of a parent, of a teacher breaking the rules?
That's right. Yeah, they'd pay you $500 cash.
Yeah, it wasn't just, oh, if you could. I don't remember how she phrased it, but it would have been very difficult for a teenager to do. And a teacher would have had to actually been breaking the law in order for it to happen.
But the idea is that they might be breaking the law, and so if somebody can get proof of it, then there's a bounty, which is pretty cool.
What issue does this rule of law Democratic lady have with this?
It shines light on their activities.
So she's okay with people breaking the law as long as no one else finds out about it?
Well, she's not going to say that. But she's mad that this exists, so you can draw your own conclusions from that. She says some parents more closely scrutinize the goings-on in their children's virtual classrooms. Oh, my God! Parents actually paid attention to what was happening in the virtual class because they were actually there to do it? The parents were nearby, so they listened in?
Sounds like an improvement to me.
Yeah, and were surprised? She says each time school went remote and parents saw or heard something they didn't like, they came to school board meetings in greater numbers.
Nice.
So it turns out when parents actually pay attention to what goes on in school, they don't like it.
I'm not surprised to hear that at all.
Kids
aren't telling their parents what they're learning at school. Like we talked about the ones in, I think, New York City who had to eat their lunch outside.
Yeah, in 30-degree weather. Or
yeah, and it was like
weather.
December then, and the parents had no idea this was even happening.
Yeah, elementary school kids were doing that there. In addition, she says, the 603 Alliance, their tagline, quote, uniting conservatives for a better America, unquote, trains people to speak at meetings and run for their local school board. Nationally, the 1776 Project PAC explicitly endorses candidates who oppose critical race theory. Most school boards are officially nonpartisan, but the culture wars are changing that. School board election turnout in Derry averaged under 7% of eligible voters over the last decade. Such low numbers mean a strong turnout by one group can sway the vote. She says, I first ran for my local school board after a friend and I convinced the board.
So she's concerned that more people participating in the democratic system is a threat to the democratic system?
It's a threat to her power. It's a threat to the system as it stands.
Yeah, the way that the system's always gone.
So if your system requires only 7% of the population to be there to vote for it, maybe you should stop being so secretive and anti-accountability.
She finally wraps up her piece here. She says, I first ran for my local school board after a friend and I convinced the board to add another teacher to our son's grade because classes had as many as 27 students. I like the idea of improving education. Why am I still here withstanding so much hostility? Because the hostility isn't actually about education, and because we teach students to stand up for themselves respectfully, and someone needs to stand up for them. So it's the parents who are against the students, according to her.
Parents are standing up for the students who don't want to, you know, be forced to wear crap on their faces or learn about how their parents are racist and ruining society.
But she believes she's the one standing up for the students, and the parents are in the wrong. She says, what I fear most is that community participation will become the domain of those who seek conflict or who hold an anti-mask, anti-vax viewpoint. For the conflict averse, going to a meeting in today's hostile climate is deeply uncomfortable, and running for office is out of the question. And the next school board election in my town is in March.
Good lady, don't run again. If it's then just don't do it. If it's making you so miserable, don't do it.
I love this. I want to encourage more people who love freedom to move to New Hampshire. And if for whatever reason you love to torture yourself, go to these school board meetings and, you know, go in a group. Because if you're there alone, it's almost completely meaningless. But if you are there in a group, then you can actually have some kind of an influence. Not that you're going to change their minds. Like, not by
you
your...
might make them resign.
Right. Not by your logic will you change their minds. But if you make them uncomfortable enough with their jobs, they might just call it quits.
This whole article was an advertisement for the way that the Free State Project is changing things here, and also all the little groups.
Absolutely. And
that you mentioned.
You're absolutely right, Bonnie. This is making a difference to have people who believe of a like mindset working together in the same geographic area. That's absolutely why this is working. And we'll talk more about that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts as well on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number is 603 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria. We're talking about some of the interesting things happening here in New Hampshire. Largely, I will say, thanks to the libertarian migration of freedom-loving people who have been coming here. Bonnie, you're one of the newer movers. You moved last year, almost a year ago, actually.
Yeah, just a couple of days.
Yep. And Aria, 3 years? Four, almost?
3.5 at this point, yeah.
3.5 years for you.
Oh, no more. But 3.5's good enough.
I've been here for 15, coming up on 16 years later this year. So it's been great being here with people who actually care about liberty, people who understand the non-aggression principle, people who might describe themselves as libertarians or voluntarists or liberty-loving anarchists, because having numbers is something we've never had. It's something that libertarians cannot imagine anywhere else.
That was what I was getting at with my Gary Johnson joke. I didn't have time to elaborate because we were going out to break. A really bad time to make a joke like that. But the libertarians who are fixated on the presidential election and the national LP, I don't know how to reach them about how much time and energy they're wasting when they could just come to New Hampshire and actually do stuff and see stuff change.
I remember Gary Johnson came out with this video like only a week before the election, or maybe like 2 weeks before the election, when I had already decided I was going to vote for Trump. I don't know if you guys know that about me, but I was just like, I just can't let Hillary Clinton win. She's too bad. I was about to vote for Gary Johnson. The whole time I was telling everyone to vote for Gary Johnson. And then like 2 weeks before the election, I was like, I'm terrified of Hillary Clinton and I have to vote for Trump, or else, which doesn't even make any sense.
If it makes you feel any better, our votes don't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I was voting in Utah. It's not like they weren't going to vote for Trump. They were definitely going to vote for Trump. But anyways, I remember Gary Johnson came out with this video that was explaining to people, it should have been targeted at people like me, but it didn't work on me. If you're saying that you don't want to vote for me because I'm third party and I won't win, I can't really remember.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, sure. You know, if people won't vote for Gary Johnson because they're convinced a third-party candidate won't win, then nobody votes for Gary Johnson and a third-party candidate never wins. That said, dude, there are so many better ways. Take the whole, not even the whole National Libertarian Party membership, just take 10% of them.
Mm-hmm.
Plop them in New Hampshire. And you'll see freedom actually happen in your lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm with you on this, Aria. It is hard to convince people who are libertarians in other places of the concentration strategy. I don't know why. Like, to me, it seems so obvious. When I first heard of the Free State Project, I'm like, wow, what a great idea. I've got to do this. You know, the only thing I was concerned with was it was cold here, and so it took me a few months to really think about it, and I thought, you know what, if there's actually going to be freedom lovers moving together, liberty activists moving together, then I'll deal with the cold.
I think it took me a while to be convinced, but last year, and sometime in 2021, Jeremy Kaufman was talking about how it doesn't matter.
He's a board member of the Free State Project.
Yes, he was saying it doesn't really matter how good your ideas are, people are not going to change their mind because what you're saying makes the most sense. Most people are just going to believe what they believe no matter what. It's usually an emotional decision, things like that.
Jed Weiss said the same thing when he was running as John McAfee's vice presidential candidate in 2016. He basically, libertarians are great engineers. We're great at presenting extremely complex situations and extremely complex answers for them. What we lack are salespeople. We don't have people who can. The average person doesn't want to hear the intricacies of how roads can still be built and how private charities can handle things that the government does. Now, those reasonable arguments are just never going to reach them for some reason because they're driven by emotions.
Well, I actually know Judd Weiss. I've met him on occasion out at various different liberty conventions back when we used to travel more with Free Talk Live prior to COVID. And I remember asking him, I don't know if it was in Acapulco or wherever it was that I saw him, like, hey, why don't you move to New Hampshire? His girlfriend is originally from New Hampshire.
Yeah, she moved away.
Yeah. I said, why don't you move to New Hampshire? You know, look at all the things we've got going on here. And he just doesn't want to leave Los Angeles. He's got, like, a nice house, and he's got friends there, and he likes his friends in his nice house, and that was his reason for staying.
But you can have friends in a nice house here, too.
Yeah, well.
And a little bit more freedom than you have there in Los Angeles.
A lot more freedom you would have in New Hampshire, so.
I just think that people who don't want to leave Los Angeles, they really think that one day people are going to wake up and get it, that they were right the whole time.
Never
going to
happen.
I think Judd Weiss is smart enough to know that's never going to happen.
Well, yeah. I don't know who that is, but I just mean, like, the average libertarian
he's a smart guy
living in a city somewhere.
But that's just the thing. Like, some people have priorities, and for some of them, it's living in a city, you know? And I don't know how those people can possibly still have that priority after COVID, given how insane things have gotten in cities, but yet, they still do.
Yeah, my bosses were just asking me today, like, to explain how I ended up meeting you and how I ended up here after living in San Antonio, and I told them that when 2020 happened, I realized the only reason I wanted to live in a city was taken away from me when all this crap started.
Like, to go out and do things, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm motivated by peace and freedom. If I can have those two things, that's all I need. The rest is incidental. We can solve my need to play the guitar, to have friends or whatever.
Right.
But if there's peace and there's liberty, then there's opportunity for me to do all of the things that I love doing, like having a big house or whatever.
Yeah. For those people that actually have a priority for liberty, those are the ones that need to make the move. If your priority is your career and or taking care of some family member or whatever, then you're going to have to stay where you are. And I wish you, I wish you the best. It's going to suck because the tyranny is just going to get worse and worse while the freedom is going to get better and better here in New Hampshire. And, you know, that's just the inevitable factor of gathering people together in the same place. We've seen it happen so many times in history where, you know, look at Utah. You brought up Utah, Bonnie, and the Mormons moved there, and there's no doubt about it that the Mormons had a huge impact on that place. The state of Vermont used to be a very red state prior to the 1970s when the hippies had a very deliberate movement to migrate into Vermont, and now it is one of the more left-leaning socialist places.
I didn't know that. I just assumed the hippies thing was always a sort of a stereotype.
No, that's relatively recent to Vermont.
The Mormons, they chose Utah because they said nobody else would want to be there because it was cold and kind of desolate.
Right. More or less why the Free State Project chose New Hampshire.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not why the Free State Project chose New Hampshire. New Hampshire was chosen because it was one of 10 different states, all of which had less than 1.5 million population, excluding Rhode Island and Hawaii, because those are notably, like, notoriously corrupt places. That's why Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, left those off the list. And thank goodness Hawaii didn't win. It's truly...
People would have voted for it just because it's Hawaii.
Yeah, so most of the states were colder. Like, the most southern state of the different states in the Free State Project running, the 10 states, was Delaware. So that was as south as it got, because the more south you go, the more the population tends to be in states. Hmm. So it was really just because it was low population, and there was 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire.
I'm not saying that was the only reason. I'm just saying that it's actually kind of a good thing for people who are choosing a place to go and change the culture, be in a place where not a huge amount of people already want to be.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Bonnie. There's a natural filter of the fact that it's cold here. It keeps away the average person. It keeps away sunshine, so-called activists, people who don't want to do anything except if it's a warm place. So, coming up, one of those free staters, one of those liberty reps, our very own Matthew Santanastasso, who is, we say our very own because he lives around here.
He's the nightcap state rep.
The nightcap state rep. Yeah, he came out and partied with us on multiple occasions when we were doing the nightcaps last year in, 2020. And he's got a bill to declare independence, and it's making headlines. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News. The rabbi of a Texas synagogue where a gunman took hostages Saturday during live-streamed services described the escape after an hours-long standoff. He spoke to CBS Mornings.
Two gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired.
Authorities killed the 44-year-old gunman after the last hostages ran out of Congregation Beth Israel. Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. The company's CEO said the combination vaccine would enable people to get broad protection against illnesses caused by respiratory viruses ahead of the winter infectious season without having to obtain multiple jabs. This is USA Radio News. The University of Michigan Board of Regents removed Dr. Mark Schlissel as president over the weekend after an alleged inappropriate relationship. In December, the board received an anonymous complaint about Dr. Schlissel's alleged involvement with a university employee. After an investigation, the board learned Schlissel used his university email account to communicate with that employee. Despite attacks from people in her own party over her continued support of the filibuster, some Arizona residents told Fox News Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is doing a good job representing them.
I'm just pleased that she's not going along with her Democratic Party.
I hear some of the choices that she's making. Boy, do we need a small amount of people to make some new decisions for us.
I think she's going the right direction.
She seems like she's fighting for the people, so that's always a good thing.
Sinema reaffirmed last week she would buck her fellow Democrats and continue to support the Senate filibuster. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can get an account over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. Just using an email address. They don't require know your customers. You can keep your privacy intact and then deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether on the exchange, and then use your Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. Buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. As we continue here, let's go to the phones to the fun. Talk is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Talk.
Hey, guys. Making a lot of sense tonight.
Go ahead, Talk. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Yes. I had a hypothetical come up. What's the population of Keene?
Depending on whether the college is in session, because there's a small state college here, probably between 18 and 23,000.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a perfect. I thought it might work. Okay, say 4,500 homeless people are running around the place, and y'all are successful here in the next years of separating from the United States. Of course, that may be immaterial, but
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. 4 or 500 homeless people running around Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, you know, it's they don't have like numbers on their.
I don't think there's 400 or 500.
There's nowhere near 400 or 500.
No, there's like four or five.
No, there's more than that. There's enough there's enough homeless people here for a full government shelter and a full privately run shelter. So I bet you there's a couple hundred.
This friend of mine was asking, he goes, you're so smart. Tell me about what you do about the homeless. And I said, I got some people I'll ask. And he said, a hypothetical would be a small town, doesn't matter where. Let's pick Keene because that's right on the number that he was thinking of, you know, kind of a small town. And then you got a bunch of people, I don't know how many, no one knows how many. You got a bunch of homeless running around and, you know, they're
homeless people.
Addicted to ethanol or ethyl alcohol, or they're addicted to something, or they're, you know, there's problems, you know, there's serious issues.
Yep.
So they're running around town. What do you guys do about it?
Well, so you're talking about when New Hampshire leaves the United States?
I don't think that matters.
Yeah, I was going to say that wouldn't have any effect whatsoever on how cities deal with homeless people. So the way it works now is there's a government-run shelter and there's a privately-run shelter. The privately-run shelter is called 100 Nights. I have supported it directly by a donation on a monthly basis for I don't know how many years now, quite a few. And the Shire Free Church, which is the church that runs this show, has been a donor as well. We've sponsored some of their events in the past. Like they have this annual dance kind of shindig that they throw for a large fundraiser. We were the sponsors of that until the FBI raided our studios a few years back.
So I'm talking about their freedom and their rights, their freedom. If they don't want to go to a shelter, if they don't want to even talk to you, If they want freedom.
If there weren't government goons getting in people's way, then people would be able to voluntarily let them stay on their land, like behind Market Basket or whatever.
That's a good point, Bonnie. There was a story years ago here in Keene, I don't know, 10 years ago now, where behind one of the grocery stores, actually the Hannaford Plaza, there's a wooded area behind there, and there were homeless people that had built like a lean-to, some sort of a shelter in the forest, and they were living back there. And with the property owner's permission, mind you, the owner of the property says, yeah, I don't care, you know, go ahead. It's fine. But the government gang cared. They said, oh, this isn't a code. You need to have a building permit, blah, blah, blah. And they came in there and they forced them to tear their shelter down and forced them basically to disperse from the area. And they weren't bothering anyone. They were out of the people's way and they were just living in the forest, basically. So, yeah, if you get the government out of it, then you would have less homeless like running around and more homeless living somewhere where they're welcome. So that would be one thing. But if you're asking the question talk of what would it be like if the libertarians were running things, is that what your question is?
Well, yeah, I did have a thought that we would go there because the laws, there may or not be laws concerning them as far as some of the ones that might be more and more trouble and actually dangerous or something, and there might be some way of actually passing a law that says, hey, we're going to arrest you if you keep it up.
And it's keep like what up?
Or, excrement on the sidewalk. Or
I mean, that's
like
gross, that. But that's not dangerous to anyone.
Oh, you might slip and fall, I guess. But
the snow is a bigger threat than the excrement of homeless people.
Yeah, this isn't San Francisco.
Yeah, I think it just isn't a problem here. It might end up being a water supply problem in some places.
The
but
worst you're
going to
see in Keene, New Hampshire from allegedly homeless people, and not even necessarily homeless people, is maybe a needle. You might run across, like, you know, an injecting kind of needle somewhere that some junkie didn't throw in a garbage can and just left on the side of the road. I've never seen a pile of dung that wasn't from like a horse or something, right? Like that. I've never seen homeless dung on the street.
How could a horse pile of dung get here? I've never seen a horse here.
I've never seen that in Keene, but I have seen it in Concord. There was one time when Vermin Supreme did a pony march on Concord, and our friend Jay Noon provided and his brothers provided the ponies.
Well, his Ernest State Bass, and he started throwing rocks through the window to get that girl to like it.
Well, that's a crime if you break. I don't know.
I don't think
if
these
you
are exclusive
this
to homeless people.
Yeah, talk. I don't know if you realize this, but homeless people aren't, you know, any more or less likely, to my knowledge, to actually commit crimes like you're talking about.
No, I just just had a couple of people staying in my house, you know, just didn't know him. Guy was had been attacked, and he slept in there, and his girlfriend April was with him, and I let him stay in the house. I slept fine, okay?
Well, that's very kind of you. Did they steal anything from you or break your windows?
No, they didn't. They were down on their luck. And
Tuck, you have repeatedly characterized homeless people as having mental health issues, being dangerous, being a threat.
She just got out of a mental hospital.
I will say this: that it is more likely that a homeless person is going to have a mental health issue. I'll say that.
I'll tell you something interesting. They diagnosed her with schizophrenia and post-traumatic stress disorder, and she had neither. She had a drug.
Well, it's certainly not uncommon for the medical establishment to overdiagnose mental problems so they can prescribe their buddies in the pharmaceutical industry
to them. You're smart.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But no, I don't buy the idea that homeless people are, you know, worse people or more likely to be criminal element or anything. I think that any crimes that are committed by the homeless are probably just sort of endemic to being homeless. The fact that they need to sleep somewhere, and sometimes they'll sleep places where they're not authorized or, you know.
But this is the part where law kind of breaks down. I mean, okay, I wouldn't be happy about it to wake up and see some homeless person had thrown up a tent in my backyard, but that would be primarily because it's going to make me sad to think that this person is just out there and constantly reminding me about it. It's not going to be because, dude, how dare you break the law and trespass on my property? At some point, you know, the whole goal of being a human is to be compassionate toward one another, and the law doesn't provide that.
Right. I think that what you would see in a truly libertarian society, which we do not have, but in a libertarian society, there would be no public property, at least in theory. There would be all privately owned property. So every park, every sidewalk, every road would have someone who is accountable for it. Now it's the government gang. They're the ones that own the sidewalks and the roads and most of the parks. So this would change that, and it would allow private owner to set policy. So if that private owner wants to allow homeless people to sleep on the sidewalk, then they would be allowed to sleep on the sidewalk. Now, I suspect that most business owners who would be renting the properties that are adjacent to that sidewalk probably wouldn't welcome homeless people sleeping out front. It tends to keep away business when there's some, you know, drunkard who's, you know, sprawled out in front of a establishment. So there would likely be rules against that, and those people would be prohibited.
I tend to think that with less rules prohibiting people from, you know, selling sandwiches out of their own houses or whatever to make money, I tend to think that without all these laws, there'd be a lot less homeless people.
I think you're right about
that. I always go with conversations like this.
That's a great point. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. More freedom means less homelessness in general. This is
if you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. If you want to join us in the remaining moments, you better get on now, because now's when everybody's decided to call in.
Just see how it goes.
All night long, they're here. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And don't forget, of course, you can join us online. Just get on over to freetalklive.com, and you'll find archives of the show. We've got RSS feeds for those of you that want to subscribe to our podcast. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you'll find a list of options there for you. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Or if you just want to click and download and listen, you just look on the front page. You'll find the podcast widget is there for you. So, once again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. And if we get the chance, we'll talk a little bit about independence, because this is a big week for the New Hampshire exit movement. It's the first time that we're going to have the chance to show up in front of state representatives, some of whom are not very friendly to the ideas of independence. We've got some choice quotes to share with you if we get the chance. But first up, Jack is on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh. The fact that a private homeowner can't house homeless people on their property with the homeless problem that we have, if we had more people like them, almost like foster land, so to speak, we would have less of a problem. The taxes he pays on the property, and he can't have, can't take care of people and give them somewhere to live. With the problem we have is just obnoxious to me.
Yep.
But we have code enforcement to keep us safe.
Well, to be fair, you know, letting people set up lean-tos and tents and stuff like that, I don't know if I would consider that, you know, solving the homeless problem. I don't know whether or not I could consider one of those things, especially somewhere like New Hampshire, to be a home.
Well, they did.
That's true.
One person at a time, one family, one plot of land at a time. You know, you give people property and, you know, they'll move on, they'll grow, they have a home.
Well, yeah, there's different types of homeless, right? So, like, there's the type of homeless that's in it by circumstance. They lost their job, they were one bill behind, and they couldn't pay their rent anymore, and before they knew it, they were out on the streets, and they want to get back into a house. Then there's the kind of person who chooses to be homeless. There are these people who are like, you know what? I'm walking away from society. I don't need an apartment. I don't need a house. All I need is myself and my tent and my dog or whatever, right? Like, they
know a person like that.
They, those people exist, too. So, like, there's the whole range. There's also the junkie who's homeless because they're a total loser and they can't get their S straight and they're high all the time and they, you know, steal from everyone that they encounter. So, like, there's the whole range of people who are homeless. And so let's let the market decide how to handle this situation. One guy with some property says, hey, those of you that want to be homeless, here's a place. You can be homeless on my land. Come on over, set up your lean-tos, pop your tents up, have at it. There's a creek going through it, whatever. You know, have a good time. And then there's the private homeless shelter that says, hey, you need some help? Come on in. We're open the 100 coldest nights of the year. They're not open year-round like the government shelters. And in the private homeless shelter here in Keene, it's called 100 Nights, they...
Lights go on.
They, what they do is... No. You don't have a registered bed. When you come in there for the night, you get whatever bed is open. You don't get to go and say, hey, that's my bed. I was there last night. No. You take whatever beds are available, and you don't get to say, you know, you get some sort of claim on the bed. Whereas in the government homeless shelter, everybody's got their assigned space. They can be there at any time, day or night, and it's like they have this little spot, and it's, you know, it creates a place for them. Whereas the one that's privately run is trying to encourage them, hey, you don't want to stay here. This isn't a place that you want to be permanently. And they offer them services. They offer them, you know, like job finding services. They will help you with a resume. You can use the printer, use the computer, you know, print something up, apply for jobs. There's classes and things like that to help people who want to get back on their feet and want to get back into a home to help them do that. So let's have all different sorts of approaches. Jack, anything else you want to share?
Seems to be gone.
I think he's gone.
Thanks. He said something about a mic earlier, and then there was nothing else from him, so I don't know what was going on with him.
Richard is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Richard. Uh-oh, maybe it's our lines. Richard, are you there?
Oh, yes, there I am. Is. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It is being proposed when the New Mexico legislation 30-day session opens tomorrow, that election days here in New Mexico be made a state holiday.
Oh, God.
And I do not know if any other state has this policy or if New Mexico is going to lead the country in something positive this time instead of usually being on the top of most negative things in the United States, like education.
I hate federal holidays or government holidays. It's just an excuse for the goons to keep you in jail another day.
Quick search here on the internet reveals, according to the Wikipedia article, Richard, there are several states, actually, where it is a public holiday on the election day. That is Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Montana, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, West Virginia, and the Northern Mariana Islands in Puerto Rico.
How does that work anyway? Because the goons obviously have to work for it to be election day, but it's also a holiday. So is it a holiday for everyone except the goons? Because that's kind of funny.
Well, no, if it's a public holiday, it would be a day off for all the government workers except for the people working in the election department.
It gets the white-collar bankers out there so that they're free to go and vote.
Right, and all the government workers are free to go and vote. And, of course, they're going to vote anyway because their budgets depend on it.
But it doesn't do anything for your Walmart employee.
Nope, absolutely not. Richard, I mean, what do you think, Richard? Should this be a holiday?
Well, I think we have enough holidays in this country now, and we seem to every once in a while, every few years, come up with some other day to make a holiday, and it's outrageous because I used to work in corrections and law enforcement, and a lot of times on holidays, I had to work.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think we need more holidays. I think if you want to go and vote, you can generally vote. I think most employers will let you do it. And if not, there's usually voting hours is like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So unless
there's
you're
early voting, too.
In a lot of states, there are early voting options. That's another good point. You can also do absentee ballot. So if you, you know, if you work a 12-hour shift at a hospital and you can't get to the polling location. Most people don't work 12-hour shifts. Most people probably have an 8- or 9-hour day, so they could probably go before or after work. But if for whatever reason your working day obliterates your opportunity to vote, then just get an absentee ballot. I mean, if you really want to vote, you can. So the idea that it would be a holiday would just be an excuse for more people to just not work and not vote in that particular case. Thanks, Richard, for the call. Let's bring Sarah on the line. She knows a thing or two about being homeless. Go ahead, Sarah.
I just want to say, you know, Russians could care less about the sanctions because don't they have billions of dollars saved in reserve? That's what they're saying.
So, yeah, Russia's a very big country, and they don't need to trade with the United States as far as sanctions is concerned. I didn't know. Are they being sanctioned, or is that a threat that's being levied against them?
Well, it's a threat. It's a threat but they're not afraid because they can still trade with North Korea.
Yeah, they can
Vietnam,
trade with the rest of the country,
China.
Or the rest of the world, rather.
North Korea has nothing to trade to.
That's true, yeah. North Korea
is
poor.
The other communist countries.
Is Russia considered communist?
No, they're not. Sarah wants to believe that they're secretly communist, is what she said when she's called before.
I believe that they are communist because the Ukraine joins NATO, they're going to invade. So what does that mean?
That just makes them tyrants.
How does that make them communist?
They are communists because you just don't want to believe it.
You have to have evidence.
As I understand it, the Soviet Union collapsed, and so did communism, and now they don't have capitalism just like the United States does, but they have a system very similar to the United States
economic
system. Yeah,
crony capitalism. But Sarah, if you're going to make a statement that they are a thing, you have to have evidence for it, not just a conspiracy.
Why are they? I mean, obviously, they are communists. Pretending to be capitalists. Why are they going to invade the Western world? You know what I mean? What's the point of that?
I don't know if I would call Ukraine the Western world. But
the whole Western world.
So I mean, there's something inherent in communism that makes them want to invade Ukraine? Is that what you're saying?
Well, because
it used to be communist all the way to the Eastern Europe.
Well,
Eastern Germany.
She's saying that. Because Ukraine is going to join NATO, that is the reason that Russia is going to invade Ukraine, and that shows that Russia is secret communist. But NATO's not that, you know.
I don't think...
But to me, it's the obvious communist.
I wish we had more time.
I wish...
Call us tomorrow, Sarah, and you're going to have to come up... Well, of course she's going to call tomorrow. But you're going to have to come up with some evidence. Like, what is the evidence that the Russians are communists? I'm sure there are still some communists in Russia, but as far as their government and the structure of everything over there, I don't know if I'm buying that one. We're coming up tomorrow.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.